The Petersburg City Council unanimously approved a resolution on Monday, July 15, to request the Petersburg Circuit Court to authorize a referendum on bringing casino gaming to the city. The 7-0 vote took place during a brief meeting that lasted just over 2.5 minutes. Vice Mayor Darren Hill, representing Ward 2 where the proposed live casino and Hotel Virginia would be located, made the motion to approve the action. It was then seconded by Ward 7 Councillor Arnold Westbrook Jr., and within moments, the resolution was on its way to a court judge, as required by law. Petersburg Circuit Court Judge Dennis Martin signed the resolution a few hours later, setting the stage for a potential November voter decision. The Virginia Lottery Board, which oversees the state's gaming industry, had already given its approval for Petersburg to hold the referendum. In a letter dated July 9, the board communicated its decision to the city administration, paving the way for the council's vote. Petersburg is one of 5 cities in Virginia designated to host a casino operation, a status that has been the subject of legislative and public debate for several years. The journey to this point has been marked by competition and legislative maneuvering. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly passed legislation identifying Bristol, Danville, Norfolk, Portsmouth, and Richmond as potential host cities for casino operations, contingent on voter approval. While 4 of these cities successfully passed their referendums, Richmond failed twice. This opened the door for Petersburg to re-enter the fray, and after 3 legislative sessions, the city finally secured its place as the 5th designated host city earlier this year. One final hurdle to jump. The Cordish Companies, a casino developer from Maryland, is teaming up with Virginia's Bruce Smith Enterprise to build a casino, hotel, and entertainment complex for nearly $600 million. The plan is to develop a 92-acre site near Wagner Road in southern Petersburg. If voters approve the project, they hope to have a temporary casino up and running by the end of next year. The proposed casino is expected to include a variety of amenities, such as gaming tables, slot machines, a hotel, restaurants, and entertainment venues. The developers have also committed to incorporating community spaces and local business partnerships into the project, aiming to create a destination that benefits both residents and visitors. As the city prepares for the November referendum, public opinion is likely to play a crucial role in the outcome. Supporters of the project argue that the casino will provide much-needed economic stimulus, create jobs, and enhance the city's appeal as a tourist destination. Opponents, however, may raise concerns about potential social impacts and the long-term sustainability of casino revenue. They've done this previously, effectively blocking the attempt to bring a casino to the city.